These deep marks show through from under my skin like war paint on an Apache chief. Decorated with feathers, the skins of his prey. I have a scar over my left knee. It's left over from a bout with poison ivy I had after climbing a mountainside. The 4-inch-long slice curves around my leg, almost perfectly defining the muscles in my thigh. I have a scar on my right shin. I slipped on a patch of rocks and cut up the lower half of my leg and filled it with gravel and dirt. Joe poured hydrogen peroxide on my leg and wrapped my wounds with paper towels because the cuts were so widespread. An hour later, I was on my way home so I could tend to my wounds in greater detail, tend to my wounds in depth. Now all that is left is a 2-inch line down the side of my leg. Although it wasn't a very deep cut, it looks like it went straight to the bone. I have a circular scar on my left calf from getting off a motorcycle and sliding my leg over the scalding hot exhaust pipe. It has been 7 years since I gained that scar, and with each year I see it fade away just a little. I can still see it, but the memory is slowly slipping away. My cat scratched me on my wrist once when we had to give her medication. Now cats don't like taking pills or having ointment dabbed on and liquid poured over their wounds. When giving her pills, we'd grab all of her paws, pull her head back by the nape of her neck, pry her jaws wide open so that pill will fall back until she is forced to swallow it. But sometimes she'd move too much and a paw would slip out of our grasp. And now, over the bone on my left wrist, a long, thin scar stares at me defiantly. I tell people that if they wake up with bruises and cuts they don't remember, then they must have had fun the night before. But each marking, each scar is a story, is a memory. It is a way to commemorate how you lived, and it is with these marks that I gauge my living. It is with these marks that I feel decorated.